In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Christos vos crese. Christos anesti. Already to the second Sunday of Pascha, St. Thomas Sunday. And again, the story of St. Thomas, like so many of the other stories of the Gospels, and especially during this period of time, is our story. Or at least part of the story of Thomas is our story, for certain. Whether or not all of the story of Thomas is our story remains for us to show. It depends on us whether or not we are the second part of the story. Because as for the first part, we're all like Thomas. The Church says that he had believing unbelief, taking two things that are opposites and putting them together. That's what faith does. That's what the man had who had the child who was a demoniac. He had some faith, but not much. He knew he didn't have enough. So he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Thomas had faith, had belief, but not enough. But eventually, he believed. So, we're just like Thomas, if we admit to ourselves. If we look inside the deep recesses of our heart, we see that there's doubt in us about a lot of things. And also, our faith is weak in that when you have good faith, you act in a good way. Well, we don't always act in a good way, so we don't have good faith. Because faith is to live according to what we believe. So by either definition, faith being to really believe something or to live according to how you believe, we are deficient, just as Thomas was. Look what he said. The apostles told him that they had seen the Lord. There were multiple proofs. Everyone had a story to tell. The Lord had appeared a minimum of three times to different people or sets of people. So they all had, four times, right? Because of Luke and Cleopas. I forgot that one. And everyone had a story to tell. He heard all these things. And what did he say? I will not believe until he would see this evidence. Now that's not really very smart. But we're like that too. But at least Thomas did not abandon his belief. He couldn't comprehend that Jesus was risen. He needed tangible proof because of his weak human nature. But he still stayed with the apostles. He still prayed. He still waited. Waiting for what? I'm not sure if he knew. Because he said he didn't believe. He said he would not believe unless he saw Christ. 8 days passed. That's a long time. Especially when those 8 days pass where you are afraid to go out because you'll be captured by soldiers and be put to death. 8 long, frightening days. And then the Lord appears. And Thomas was rewarded for his believing unbelief by seeing the Lord, by having tangible proof. Now the Lord did rebuke him. A little bit mildly, but he rebuked him. He says, because you have seen, you believe. Blessed are they who have not seen, and they believe. But Thomas, like all of us, is a complex human being with good and bad, weaknesses and strengths, all that stuff. Just like us. But he didn't let go of that which he held dear. And that's what we must be like. Because this is sort of a microcosm of life. What Thomas went through in 8 days is what we go through in our lifetime. A lot of people lose heart. Oh, they don't say they don't believe. They just stop living like they believe. And that's the same thing. Thomas said he didn't believe, but he didn't stop living like he did believe. And that's the key. You know, there's a lot of virtues that you can recount. I think the one that I want is the most is perseverance. Well, of course, we have to have love for God. If you don't love God, then and don't struggle to love God, then nothing happens. But sometimes it's really hard to persevere. And sometimes you're weak when you're persevering. Some of you have run before. I tell you, when you're on a long run, in the middle of that run, you don't think you're going to be able to finish. And yet, you do. Many things in life, when we're in the middle of them, or maybe even towards the beginning, or trying to finish, we just think, how can I ever get this accomplished? And yet, we do, if we keep working at it. That's the Christian life. We are to become perfect and holy. And yet, so many things we do are so far from perfection, so far from holiness. We have so many instantaneous reactions of sin to things that we know are not important. And yet, again and again and again, we react in a way that we know is wrong. Now, if you take the external evidence and look at it as a scientist, you could say, well, how good is your faith helping you here? You have this sin, you haven't stopped. You have these feelings, they don't go away. But as a Christian, we know that they will. We know that there will be an end to all things. And we know that we will be perfected. The Lord promised it. He promised it to those with believing unbelief too. As long as you continue to struggle through that darkest time before the dawn, then you'll be saved. It's really as simple as that. Well, it'd be great to be able to know the scriptures well and to say our prayers every day regularly, to never break the fast in any way, to always be kind, always be compassionate, never become upset about things. But much of that, perhaps all of it, is beyond us, but not to keep trying. That is not beyond us. So Thomas, who showed his weakness, also shows us his strength. He did not believe, but he would not give up struggling so that he would end up believing. That's our story too. May God bless us to help us to be like Thomas. The whole story. Remember, we're already half the story. The whole story. That we would struggle in the Christian life, even when we see no evidences of it helping us. Even when we're not changing as we wish we could. Because we will change if we continue to struggle. God bless us.